The mind is colorless, formless, and difficult to identify. Yet it is powerful. Sometimes it seems difficult to check, change, and control. I think much depends on time, will, determination, and wisdom. If we have determination and wisdom, wisdom implying knowledge, the point then is how to train the mind. You can train your mind by analyzing the shortcomings of anger, as well as analyzing other people's experiences. It is also useful to look at history. Whenever I examine human tragedy, I find that in most cases it is the result of human behavior. Negative emotions such as anger, hatred, jealousy, and extreme greed. All good things that are constructive, happier human experiences, are mostly motivated by respect for others' rights and concern for others' well-being, compassion, love, and kindness. A very thorough investigation of past human experiences and events and one's daily practice is imperative to bring about change and improvement. We human beings are similar in our desires. This is why training the mind is important. For human beings, as well as animals, the foundation of society is affection or love. During the period when we are in our mother's wombs, the mother's mental stability and calmness are very important for the development of the unborn child. Also, the first few weeks after birth are a crucial period for development of the brain. During that period, it is extremely important to have the mother's physical touch. This shows that the physical condition itself needs the warmth and affection of others. The human baby's first act after birth is sucking milk. Giving or receiving milk certainly does not stem from hatred or negative feelings. Although at that time the baby's mind is not clear and does not have a clear idea of its mother, a bond or feeling of closeness is definitely established. However, if the mother's mind has anger or some negative feelings toward the child, the milk may not flow. It is deep affection and a feeling of intimacy toward the baby that allows the milk to flow properly. And turning to the mother for milk is our first act as human beings. Over the next few months and years, we are heavily dependent on others, mainly our parents or guardians. Without their kindness and responsibility, the child cannot survive. As students, we find that if a teacher is affectionate or close to us, then the lessons as well as the teacher leave a lasting impression on us. From time to time, we need to visit doctors, even if we don't want to. Although the doctor may be highly qualified, if the doctor's face is stiff and bereft of a smile, we feel slightly uncomfortable. If the doctor shows genuine concern about our health and is affectionate, we feel comfortable. When we get older, we depend heavily once again on the affection and kindness of others. This is human nature. Since human beings are social creatures, we depend heavily on one another in order to survive. Even small animals and insects like bees and ants possess some kind of social instinct. They have a great sense of responsibility and work together in tandem. If we look at bees, we find that they work on the basis of cooperation, even though they have no religion, constitution, or laws. Their natural form and way of life demand that they work together. Otherwise, they cannot survive. Humans claim to be superior beings, but we are, in fact, sometimes inferior to these small insects. Our basic situation demands that we live together and, hence, work together. It is a natural law, but sometimes we act in quite the contrary manner.